Today is Thursday, the 31st of July, the solemnity of St. Ignatius Loyola, founder of the Society of Jesus. The monks of Pluskerden Abbey sing, Ego vos elegi, I have chosen you out of the world, so that you might go out and bear fruit, fruit that will last. As you listen to this chant, hear those words addressed to you, because they are addressed to you. God knows all your strengths and all your weaknesses, and has chosen you to bear fruit for him. Today's reading is from the prophet Jeremiah,
O Lord, you have enticed me, and I was enticed. You have overpowered me, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I must cry out, I must shout, violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long. If I say, I will not mention him, or speak any more in his name, then within me there is something like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. For I hear many whispering, terror is all around, denounce him, let us denounce him. All my close friends are watching for me to stumble. Perhaps he can be enticed, and then we can prevail against him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me, like a dread warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble, and they will not prevail. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonour will never be forgotten. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of evildoers.
Jeremiah feels that he's a laughingstock. Everybody mocks him. He's greeted every day with reproaches and derision. How does his voice sound to you today? Paranoid? Scared? Ultimately triumphant? Or what? Even if he wanted to, Jeremiah feels he could not stay quiet. The truth will out. Are there things in your own life that just have to be said? Said no matter what the consequences? What are these core truths for you? As you listen to Jeremiah's voice again, notice how his mood changes during the course of what he has to say here.
O Lord, you have enticed me, and I was enticed. You have overpowered me, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I must cry out, I must shout, violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long. If I say, I will not mention him, or speak any more in his name, then within me there is something like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. For I hear many whispering, terror is all around, denounce him, let us denounce him. All my close friends are watching for me to stumble. Perhaps he can be enticed, and then we can prevail against him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me, like a dread warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble, and they will not prevail. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonour will never be forgotten. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of evildoers.
What is it important for you to say at this moment to the God who is truth? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.